It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I tell you what bothers me is their red area production and efficiency.
Right.
And
I like where you're going.
It's actually I'm gonna two part this just to throw the whole show up in upside down. But the red zone efficiency, they're 53%, and it's not brutally bad, but it's been really bad lately, and what to me is causing the biggest issue in the red area is their penalties. And untimely penalties, and we saw it the last 2 weeks in a row where they've been inside the red area and they've had massive penalties. I understand the Chris Lynch. I think it was BS. The reality is I actually think both of them were ticky-tack and shouldn't have been called.
Sure.
But it's happened too many times to this offense in other areas of the field where you have these big penalties that kill drives, but when it's in the red area, it's magnified.
Yeah.
And you can't go sign a guy like Kirk Cousins. You can't build this offense, this team around the offense in the first round, and with the last 4 draft picks and the top 10 all being offensive players. You can say just 3 because you can take the quarterback out of it and not be efficient in the red area.
Yeah.
It is absolutely. It's just unacceptable from this team because that's the way this team is built to win.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. And when you look at the penalties, I agree with you. It seemed to be always at bad timing because when you look at it, the Falcons are actually top 10 in penalties per play, which is pretty good. Like, you look at penalties per play, Falcons right now 0.05. That's actually a good number. Opponent's penalty of play is 0.06 for the defense. That's about the same thing, right? It's number 10 in the NFL. So you're about in the same way. When I get to the red area, though, I think about it differently. I think about it schematically and what the Falcons need to be doing. And that's one thing we have not been able to establish really in the last, let's call it 3 or 4 years, is a vertical run game. And that's what's so frustrating to me, because when you get in the red area, defense want to string you out towards the sideline. They want to be able to make you bounce, right? They want to be able to use the sideline as that 12th defender and kind of kick you out towards there and make you kind of reach towards the pylon. They don't want you to be able to go vertical. And yet the Falcons time and time again under Arthur Smith and now with whoever's pulling the strings in terms of the run game, be it Zach Robinson or Dwayne Ledford, that's exactly what we do. We've tried to utilize more, and I can see them trying to get to it. We still don't utilize, and Lord knows I'm going to stand up on this chair every single time I get a chance and say we need to pull a lineman every now and then. It just pull them left, pull them right, pull a guard, center, I don't know, one of them. But you look at the best teams in the NFL, they pull linemen. But my point is that I can see them trying to. You and I have looked at some of the backside handoffs, some of the counter-type plays they're trying to install, even pointed out to you earlier today, they're in an inside zone against Denver on 3rd and long, but it's just not working. And when you get in the red area, when you have the vertical passing game we do and you have an immobile quarterback, you have to be able to run the ball north and south in the red area if that's if that's something that you want to increase the percentage of. And yet we seemingly make no attempts until we get inside the 3-yard line, and then at that point we're not built for that. Right, we get inside the 3-yard line. All of a sudden, they're in goal line defense. Now, all of a sudden, they've got 60 linemen on the field, and we can't get movement up front because Chris Lindstrom, our guard, weighs 300 pounds. So, it's frustrating to watch. And if they can start to up those numbers a little bit in the red area, I think that to your point, it'll pay dividends.
Yeah, it is almost like when we get the it is, and I know this is one of those things I get on the fans for sometimes, but. I get an uneasy feeling when we get inside the 5-yard line.
Oh, me too.
Because you feel like you know exactly what's going to end up happening.
I feel like we're not going to get push and that we need it. And the point you're making is I can think of one time or one season in the last 15 years where I've been confident on short down and distance.
I bet I was there for it.
It was actually 22.
Okay.
That's the best to me. And that was the year where we were running like 200 yards a game, it felt like. And every time we ran the ball, it was against a loaded box. Yeah. And I felt like we could get – and even then, we weren't phenomenally good. But we were better than we had been in a long time. And there was probably 2010 as well.
Yeah, now that I think about it. Harvey's last year here when I was a rookie, we were pretty solid.
That was
short yardage.
And that was, you know, that was a run first team. I think we forget that the 2008 to 2010 and a little bit of 11, even though we had Julio at that point, we were run first football teams.
Yeah.
I know we're short and I'm going to get to it next break, but there is route concepts in the offense that I know that they have built in that I don't feel like they're doing enough of.
Interesting.
And I just think that I want to get your take, and maybe I'm missing the fact that we're doing it more than I realize.
Okay.
But the short yardage thing has been an issue. Red area, but the penalties. We have to get better on offense and penalties. You know, I saw last week penalties took points off the board. And in the last 2 weeks, even with the fact that you get knocked out, but also we can't have the dumb penalties on any side of the football. And we just can't – the 10 and 15-yard penalties as a whole, and I know we're just talking about offense, are killing this team. It is burying us. We're not good enough to overcome it.
Yeah, and to your point, I think that by any measure – and maybe, look, both of y'all can tell me if I'm wrong. By any measure, I think we're more explosive right now than when we were last year, right? Is that fair to say? We've got a top 10 passing offense. Bijan is ripping off, you know, 8-yard runs at a clip. He actually had an explosive against the Saints on the ground.
Yeah, that's
which we
fair
haven't
to
seen
say.
Him. Okay.
Yeah.
The problem is that we don't have off-script explosives in the Falcons offense. We don't do anything off-script, as a matter of fact. And a lot of people will trace that back to Kirk Cousins' mobility and some of the other things. But you look at the best teams in the NFL over the last 5 years, off-script explosives are a massive part of why these teams have been so good. And I'm talking about, think about the amount of times you see Jalen Hurts roll out and hit somebody downfield. Lamar, obviously famous for it. Brock Purdy, off-script. Patrick Mahomes, off-script. We don't do anything off-script. So when we get behind the eight ball in terms of penalty yardage like you're talking about, there's almost no overcoming it because we don't do anything like that.
And I push back slightly that there are some things I've seen off script that either we don't realize it because of the quarterback hasn't left the pocket, but like Drake London has a play where Kirk is sitting, and Drake stops his route, realizes Kirk's not in trouble, but still has the ball, and then turns up field, he hits him. But then there's the off script where you're first in 20 and Drake starts moving forward to, you know, before he's supposed to,
right,
and it wipes off a 20-yard play.
Well, again, And I agree with what you're saying. The off script explosive, though, is what I'm leaning into because I don't know if Drake's catch on that one would have qualified as that. But yeah, anyways, good stuff.